In our previous year, we began an extensive discussion of the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos and what is the purpose of Oinig Shabbos. We continue in discussing this very important halacha. There's a very fundamental machloikus rishonim if the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos is a deraisa or derabbanan. The Ramban's opinion is that it's a deraisa. It's included in the chiyuv of mikroi kodesh. That when the Torah says mikroi kodesh, it means to have simcha Shabbos. And so too does the Shalos HaTshuva Sarajba Paskin. However, most Mefarshim suggest that the Rambam's opinion is that Oinig Shabbos is not a Chiyuv Deraisa, because they base it on the words of the Rambam, actually in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, and we'll, of course, read the words of this Rambam. Abed Varm Nemru Bet Shabbos, Shnaim and Atar Vishnaim Devei Seifrim, Memufroshim Aidei and Neviim, Shvetayra Zoch Vishamar, Vishnispar Shadei and Neviya, Kovet Vainig, Shnema Vikros Lashabbos Oinig, Uchudai Shashem Mechovet. So it seems that the Rambam holds that the chiyuv of Oinig Shabbos is only a chiyuv drabon. And however, there are many mefarshim that disagree. Chasam Sofer says that the Rambam actually holds that it's a deraisa. So if the Rambam holds it's a deraisa, why does he call it divrei seifrim? So he says, because the Rambam holds that anything that's not explicit in the pasuk is considered he categorizes as a divrei seifrim, even though it's only a derabbanan. I saw other mefarshim explain that since the halacha is that ein hanavi rishoy l'chadish dover, that a navi is not allowed to add anything to what it says in the Torah. So how could the Nevi'im have said that there's a chiv oinig Shabbos if there is no chiv midaraisa to have oinig Shabbos? It must be that oinig Shabbos is actually a deraisa. And I saw a very beautiful vart from the Prima Gadim, because the pasuk that we began with in learning our shiur today and discussing the chiv of oinig Shabbos, so we read the pasuk, and the pasuk in Yeshayahu. And it's very interesting. Let's read the pasuk again, says the Prima Gadim. The pasuk says, "Ostis anegal Hashem, v'kafticha abomasei oretz, v'chalticha nachlus Yaakov avicha, kifi Hashem dibel." So the pasuk is telling us that what we're telling you here is not just what the Navi is telling us that we're obligated to do, but kifi Hashem dibel. I'm telling you what Hashem told us, that the chiyuv oinig Shabbos is a chiyuv deraisa. And the Yoreim says so as well, that's deraisa, and the Bahag as well counts the oinig Shabbos as one as the Taryag mitzvahs. The Mishnah Brura, however, seems to say that he quotes the Ramban that says it's the deraisa, but he's not clear if it's a deraisa or derabbanan. But clearly, as we're learning in our Gemara, the chiyuv of Oinig Shabbos is a very serious chiyuv. As we begin to discuss the particulars of this chiyuv, so the Gemara here on Daf Kuf Yud Ches on the base continues, B'man ba'angoy, how does one show Oinig Shabbos? Rav Yehuda Berei, Rav Shmuel, Ba'ashelus, Mishmei, Rav Omar, B'tavshel Shotardin, with beets, V'dogim Gedoilim, and large fish. The B'nai Yisoscher explains why specifically is there an issue to eat beets on Shabbos. So he says that we know the word Oinig is the same letters as the word Nega. So he says, what Shabbos has the ability to do is to turn a nega, to turn disease into oimik, into joyment. And he says, we're going to learn later in our Masechta, on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amabez, that if somebody washes his face and doesn't properly dry them, he chas v'shalom will have the nega of shchin. But the Gemara says, how could that be healed? By washing oneself with beets. So we see that Shabbos has the ability to change oinig to nega. And how do we represent that? By dafke eating beets that were that also take away a nega. Similarly, the reason to eat fish is because fish, as the Gemara continued, the dog in Gedolim. Why do you eat fish? Because fish, we know, did not participate in the Aveira of the Mabel, in the Aveira of the Dor HaMabel. And therefore, again, as we've been discussing since Shabbos, and the purpose of the Oinig Shabbos is really Les Aneg El Hashem, so we eat foods that represent the concept of Les Aneg El Hashem. The Rosh Shuman, the Gemara continues to eat garlic, and the Mefarshim explained the reason garlic should be eaten on Shabbos is because garlic is the food that was supposed to be eaten Friday night, because the Oina, the time when Talmidei Chachamim have relations with the wife, with their wives, is Friday night, and the food that helps having proper relations is garlic. So therefore, garlic is also eaten on Shabbos. And the Gemara continues, however, Rav Chiya bar Asher amar Rav, afilu davar muat, l'kavod Shabbos asoy, even if you eat a small amount of food, but you eat it l'kavod Shabbos, harei ze oinik. Mayhi, what does that mean? Amar papa kasa d'harsana. Even if you eat small fried fish, that's what you could eat, and that's what brings you the kavod Shabbos. That's what you should eat. So, the Shulchan Aruch, right at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, in Simen Reish Mem Beis, discusses the importance of L'chabres HaShabbos, how one has to be M'chabres HaShabbos, and the Mefarshim and the Paiskim obviously all discuss at great length, what does this mean that we're ma'anig as the Shabbos and how we're ma'anig the Shabbos and why we need to be ma'anig the Shabbos. So there's a very interesting discussion in the Mefarshim that we know that on Shabbos we're supposed to be ma'anig the Shabbos because on Shabbos we have a Neshama Yisera. And what is the definition of the Neshama Yisera? So Rashi in Masechta Beyo, Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, explains Roichav Leiv L'menucha L'simcha, the ability to enjoy Ulias Pesuach L'rvacha V'yoichav V'yishta V'yinasha Katzalav. So it seems that Rashi is explaining that the purpose of the Neshama Yisera is to be able to enjoy oneself more. And if a person doesn't work and he eats delicious foods, that's what the Neshama Yisera enjoys. Devin Ezra has a very different definition of the Neshama Yisera. Devin Ezra says, Ke kiddush, Kashem kiddush, ze hayoyim uzmanoy, Hashem sanctified Shabbos, l'kabel b'nefoshoyis, toistus chokma, v'kora v'seichel yoyis m'shayomim. On Shabbos, we have the ability to understand what we don't understand all week. Lahavin Masa Hashem, to understand the work of Hashem. Lahagis b'tarosai, to be able to learn His Torah. T'ksiv mizmer shir l'yoyim ha-Shabbos, toiv lo'idus l'Hashem, ki smachtani v'Hashem b'fo'alecha. On Shabbos, smachtani Hashem b'fo'alecha. I could come to the simcha, I could come to recognize how great you are. So, again, the Mefarshim explain And there's a really a fundamental question. According to the Ibn Ezra, we could understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Nesam Yisera. He gave us the Nesam Yisera to understand Torah better, to understand Him better. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us a Nesam Yisera just that we should be able to eat more and we should be able to enjoy ourselves better. That's why we get an extra neshama. Is that what a neshama represents? But as we've been explaining, the neshama yisera, yes, it helps us enjoy food better. We could eat more, we can enjoy better, we're more relaxed. But it isn't a goal in itself. The goal of the neshama yisera, even Rashi's definition of the neshama yisera, is to come, because when you're in a better mood and you're full and you're relaxed, you can learn better. You can understand Hashem's ways better. The Oynik Shabbos is not the Oynik Shabbos just as a means in its own to just come to that madrega of eating. The Oynik Shabbos is to bring, that the Oynik Shabbos is supposed to bring us one step closer to Hashem, one step closer to His Torah. That's what the Neshama Yisera is. So really, both Pshatim and the Neshama Yisera are correct. The Neshama Yisera that is able and wants more Gashmias is not just to have more Gashmias. Rather, the purpose of the Neshama Yisera to have more Gashmias is to actually come with that extra Gashmias to a higher level of Ruchnias. But it's very clear that on Shabbos, as we now are learning, there's a concept of La'anik Shabbos, and there's a concept, as the Shulchan Aruch says, as we read, Afil mishi tzorach lacherim, im yesh lematz mishloi tzorach lezaras atzmoi lechabedis Shabbos. So we see there are two very different concepts. There's a concept of La'anik Shabbos, and there's a concept of lechabedis Shabbos. And the Paiskim discuss what is Oynik Shabbos and what is Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, the Mefarshim explain, is one should wash himself and clean himself and cut his nails and take a haircut and put on nice clothing and make sure his table is set with a nice tablecloth and nice dishes, and then his entire house is clean. And in fact, the Pais can say that we're learning in our sugyas, in these very sugyas, the halacha of hachana on Shabbos. And the halacha of hachana on Shabbos is that you're not allowed to prepare for Shabbos for after Shabbos. And the question that comes up is, if one takes a nap Shabbos afternoon, is he allowed to make his bed for Matzoi Shabbos? And many Paiskim, even though from a Gemara it seems quite clear that it's Asur, take a lenient approach. Because Kavod Shabbos means to have a nice, clean, neat house. And having a mess in the house is not considered Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, not only as one enters Shabbos are we supposed to be careful that our homes should be neat and clean, but our homes should be neat and clean for the entire duration of Shabbos. And not only in the room where we eat the Suda Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos demand that it be neat and clean, but the entire house should be neat and clean. Oynik Shabbos, on the other hand, is in the foods that we eat. We should eat fish and meat and other enjoyable foods. Sleeping on Shabbos is also considered an Oynik Shabbos. However, there are many Paiskim that suggest that you could fulfill the chiyuv of Oynik Shabbos and sleeping by sleeping late Shabbos afternoon, and you don't have to sleep Shabbos morning, and you don't have to sleep on Shabbos afternoon. Unless, of course, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that's your minig, that you always sleep Shabbos in the afternoon, so certainly Shabbos afternoon you should sleep as well. Furthermore, many people have the minig that they buy flowers, and with that they fulfill the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. It's based on a medrash. The medrash says, "Ki shoshana ben achoichem, So the Medrash is very clear that they used to buy roses for every Shabbos and Yontif. And the Medrash continues, Kach Yisrael Mesukanim L'go'u L'shamachar, we will be prepared for the Gula immediately. And the Gemara, indeed, we learned earlier in Amasechta on Daf Lamed Gimel Amed Beis, speaks about that person that was running an Erev Shabbos with two roses, L'kovet, with hadassim, lekavet Shabbos. So we see that having flowers also is included in the din of Einik Shabbos. Furthermore, the Kavachaim says that one has the chiyuv of fulfilling Einik Shabbos, even if he's in a home alone, or let's say you're on a business trip in a hotel room by yourself, that doesn't take away the obligation of Einik Shabbos, the obligation of Einik Shabbos. But as we said in our previous year, Shabbos, there's a din of Einik Shabbos. Shabbos, there's a din of Kavod Shabbos, but there is no chiv of Simchon Shabbos. And therefore, on Shabbos, if somebody is on a diet and he's not supposed to eat, it's much more of a problem on Yontif, because Simcha requires Achila V'Shtiya. Oinig doesn't require Achila V'Shtiya. And therefore, on Shabbos, if one has a diet, the Pais can say, he could certainly if it's a situation where it's a real refuah, then Avada, you have to follow what the doctor tells you. But even if it's not that situation, on Shabbos, we could be more lenient and you allowing you to not eat what you don't want to eat. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis says, V'toiv lizor shlo yivches mishnei tafshilim. So he says that on Shabbos, you should have at least two tafshilim any meal. And the reason is because we want to show that Oinik Shabbos and that the meal of Shabbos is different than all the other meals of the whole week. And how is that shown? The way that's shown is by eating on Shabbos different, by eating on Shabbos more tafshilin than you normally do the rest of the week. There's an interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, B'mama angoy, Mi'iri quotes this Yerushalmi, B'mama angoy, Mar Amar B'shina, one man Dom says, with sleeping, Omar Omer B'Talmud Torah, V'loi Pligi, Kam B'Talmud Kam B'Balabayis. And there's a very interesting machloikis, how to understand this Yerushalmi. One pshat is, that a Talmud Chacham who enjoys learning, should learn on Shabbos. A Balabayis, who doesn't necessarily enjoy learning, should sleep on Shabbos. That's how he has enjoyment. But the Meiri says, just the opposite. He says that a Talmud Chacham who learns all week, so on Shabbos, he could take it a little easier. And of course, the definition of taking it a little easier doesn't mean, chas v'sholem, not learning. What it means is they should learn and also spend time on Gashmias or spend time in sleeping and eating, even though they don't do so all week. Balbayis, however, who all week he's busy working, that's when Shabbos is his time for learning. So the Gemara said that we fulfill the mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos, v'tavshil shatardim, v'dogi gedoylim, v'rosh shumin. So the Rishonim, of course, point out that it's not specifically these foods. The Yoreim already says, any food that one enjoys is considered an oinik. And so too does the Or Zeruah say, that whatever a person enjoys, that's what he should buy l'kavod Shabbos. And that's why the Mefarshim, there's a famous tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek, that's quoted by many Paiskim, that say that if the price of fish is artificially raised, one should not, because they know that the Jews are makbid to buy fish for Shabbos, you shouldn't buy fish. I hear in our Gemara said that you're supposed to eat fish on Shabbos. The answer is that even though you're supposed to eat fish on Shabbos, that doesn't mean that you could only be Mekayim Oynik Shabbos with fish. As we're learning, you can be Mekayim Oynik Shabbos with other foods as well. And since you could fulfill the Chiyuv of Oynik Shabbos with other foods, that's why you should rather spend the money on those foods until they bring down the fish, the price of fish, to the proper place. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that there is no obligation to eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos, as there is on Yontif. But he says, since most people enjoy eating meat more than other foods, or drinking wine other than other beverages, then you should drink meat, eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos. So clearly, if somebody doesn't necessarily enjoy drinking wine, or doesn't necessarily enjoy eating meat, so you don't have to eat that meat. You don't have to eat necessarily meat or drink wine on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tzadik Sif Aleph says, Yerba b'peiros u'migdonim, you should have all sorts of fruits and enjoyable foods. Umeine reach, here he's going into the halacha, which is not the purpose of today's shir, kedei lehashlim minyan mei brachas. And he continues the saying, v'mrogel b'shina sarayim al yatvenu kiyonigulay. If somebody always sleeps, he should sleep on Shabbos afternoon. But says the Mishnah Berurah, umikam makoy leyirba b'yoyis midai, you shouldn't sleep too much. Shlo yivyenu ladei bitl toira. Shafil tamid chachamim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shafil tamid chacham shloim mekala shvua, they learn all week, mitzvah shang b'shoyser, and the Shabbos is supposed to enjoy themselves, as the Haggah, we'll read the next Ramon in a moment. Ein apirish, says the Mishnah Berurah, shiriv lekala yoyim betanugim, ramiyim shichu yoyis betanig v'shab b'nei odom. You should spend Shabbos, you should spend more gashmias. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah continues, kosva sferim b'shoyim hazoyer, Shemitzvah la'odim l'chadish chedushi Torah b'Shabbos. Shabbos shebim chadish chedushi Torah. U'mishen bar hochi l'chadish yilmadov varim shloi lomar ha'ena. On Shabbos, you should learn things that you didn't learn all week. And therefore, the Ramah in the next sif says, U'payalim b'nei bayis, u'payalim b'nei batim, she'en oiskim b'tayr koi mei shvua, yasku yoisim b'tayr b'Shabbos, Matamatil Chachamim Oiskim B'Toyra Kol Yimei Hashvua. V'tamid Chachamim Yemshichu Yoyser B'Oynig Achil V'Shti Iktsas Darei Misangim B'Lemudim Kol Yimei Hashvua. But there is a very interesting discussion amongst the Paiskim. What Torah should be learned on Shabbos? It's clear in our Gemara that learning Torah on Shabbos is the Oynik in this Shulchan Aruch, the one is obligated to learn on Shabbos. The question is, what should he learn? Because the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Beis teaches us that Reb Zeira Yimachaza Acha Zuga Shel Chachamim. Reb Zeira used to look at peers of Talmid Chachamim, and he used to tell them, "B'vav Kosh Mechem Al Techalus Shabbos." So Posh Pshat Rashi says that they were learning Torah, and he used to tell them, don't forget to eat the meal. In other words, the Pashup shot the way to learn the Gemara is that because they were so busy learning, he was concerned they may forget to eat the Suda Shabbos. And of course, they were obligated to learn on Shabbos, they're obligated to have the Suda of Shabbos. But there are Paiskim that say, the Yaivitz makes this point, that what he was teaching them was that on Shabbos one shouldn't learn Be'iyun. Shabbos one shouldn't learn something that requires intense concentration, because that takes away from the Oynik Shabbos. So Shabbos, we should learn something that's easier to learn. I do, however, have to say that I saw that many Paiskim disagree with that Yaivitz. The Sefer Torah Lishma says that on Shabbos, you are supposed to learn Be'iyun, just like during the week. And so too, the Chidos says that on Shabbos, they used to dafka prepare the shiurim for the whole week. Because Shabbos, the koyach of the limra Torah of Shabbos is so great that, on the contrary, one is mekayim, the chiv of Torah, and that Torah will have a strong kiyum if he learns Torah. And in fact, the Mefarshim say that's pshat what it says in the Medrash, lo nitnu shabbosos liYisrael, rak kedei sheyasku b'Torah. Kedei sheyasku b'Torah is that they shall learn Torah be'iyun. And in fact, there's a very beautiful Zohar. The Zohar says in Parsha Shlach, I believe, Zakach chulkon dechol inan, the shtadlin b'raisa b'yoyim d'shabsa m'shar yomim, that somebody is zoicha to learn Shabbos more than he learns the whole week, that is a person's greatest schus. And in fact, I saw Rabbeinu Bechaya says, the Pasuk says, kol hayoyim hisichasi. What's kol hayoyim hisichasi? What's the day that you're supposed to spend hisichasi, the entire day learning Torah? Is kol hayoyim, the yoyim HaShabbos. Shabbos is the day where we have special hatzlocha in learning. And as we complete and say on this series of shiurim of Onik Shabbos, that we say that we started this year with the words of the Gemara, and the kol ama'anik is a Shabbos, nois lo nachlo b'li mitzorim, loy kavrom, loy ki yitzchok, el lo ki yakoy. So I saw a beautiful pshat. We know that Avraham Avinu had two children, Yitzchak and Yishmael. Yitzchak had two children, Yaakov and Esav. And the Gemara is teaching us, say the Mefarshim, that somebody who's ma'anig is a Shabbos, somebody who treats the Shabbos properly, not only will he get a bracha, not only will he have atzlocha with his children, but his atzlocha will be a complete atzlocha. They will have children, doiris, that are fulfilling the word of Hashem, l'sanig al Hashem, to constantly become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.